Hi, I'm Dr. Knight. I'll be doing your eye exam today. I want to say thank you first for coming into your eye exam. So many people need glasses and need eye exams, and they just don't get it. And spend most of their life with blurry vision and eye strain. So I want to say thank you on behalf of your eyes for coming in. It's not going to be bad, I promise. I won't poke you with anything. There won't be anything sharp. It'll only be you looking and telling me what you see. That is literally it. Yeah, no blood, no scales. Just take a look and tell me how things are looking. If your vision's perfect, then great. We can rule that out for the reason you're having headaches. But if it's not, then we can probably give you a pair of glasses or contacts, depending on what you like. And hopefully, that might make a difference and impact your headaches, because a very common reason for migraines is eye strain. And a lot of people don't realize their vision is blurry or something's wrong until they see their vision like it's meant to be seen. And at that point, they realize, oh my God, was I living any other way? So, I guess the first question I have for you is, how do you feel like you're seeing your day-to-day life? Does it feel like everything's in focus? Does everything feel sharp to you? Yeah? Okay. Well, the first part you've probably seen in million movies and television shows, it is the infamous eye chart. Yeah, it's right over there. You don't have to move. I put the stool perfectly here, so you're at the exact range you need to be. So you just need to look over there and just cover one eye for me. You can use your hand. I have this wonderful paddle thing that you can cover. It's one or the other. Yeah, there you go. So cover your right eye first. Okay. And I want you to start, let's start at line 4, okay? Let's see what line 4 looks like. Yeah, whenever you're ready. Okay. Alright, yeah. Okay, can you go down to line 5 for me? It's a little bit smaller. Might be a little bit trickier to read. Okay. Okay. Now what I want you to do is switch the paddle to the other side and try line 5 again. Yeah. Can you go down to line 6? Okay. Okay. If it's too blurry to read, you can just say it's too blurry, and that's fine. There's no written. Okay. So 6 is where, and then 5 for, okay. I'm just making notes, don't worry. I'm just trying to see, basically those are, it's almost like distances without needing to move you at distances. So you can actually, we can kind of gauge how far you can see and determine where your vision drops off. And one eye is stronger than the other, which is tends to be the case for a lot of people. Our eyes don't tend to see exactly the same. But our brain, being an amazing instrument, offsets for that. So even though one eye is stronger than the other, the combination of the two results in pretty good vision. It does seem like you're having some issues seeing at far distances. Let me ask, do you spend a lot of time on the computer? Let me guess, in the dark? Yeah. It's fine. We all do. Especially, you know, looking at our phones and other kind of screens in the dark, it tends to really ruin our vision at distances over time. Yeah. Because even though you can see clearly because the screen's illuminated, everything else is very dark, and your eye's going to have to struggle to compensate for that because we weren't actually designed to see that. We weren't really made to see bright objects in the dark like that. So, evolutionarily, our eyes tend to not love that over time, which is probably why you're struggling to see at distances. Don't worry, the solve is really easy. It probably does mean we're going to have to get you some glasses, which isn't bad. Yes, there's tons of very, 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 very cute pairs You can get it from here, from us, or there's tons of online vendors that have great deals. You can get like 2-for-1s and stuff, and especially if it's your first pair, you might be able to get a killer deal on some glasses. Yeah. But before we get on ahead to like the styling, let's get to the hard numbers of it, because that's the most important part, is what is your prescription for glasses? So let me move this machine right over here. All right, you're gonna have to press your face up against that and look through those eye holes. Perfect. Yes. Exactly. This is where you go one or two. Option one or option two. Yeah, it's this whole bit. You took my line. All right, so this is option one for you. What I would like for you to do is just look down at line number, let's say line number six. Let's look at line number six, all right? So this is one. And this is two. All right, I'm gonna go back to one again. And we're gonna go back to two. What do you think? You like one better. All right, cool. So I want you to only look out through, well, basically I'm gonna close off the one for your left eye. So you're gonna be only looking out your right eye. And I want you to tell me between options one and option two. Yeah, look at line six. Again, option one and option two. That is also an option. Yeah, you don't like either better, but if you have to pick one though, you go two. But not, you don't love it. Okay, then try this right here. Is it clear now? On two? Way clear. Okay, cool. Cool. All right. Then we'll just jump over to your left eye. Let's drop that. And this is one. And this is two. There's no comp, just one. Okay, cool. That was easy. All right, nice. So what I'm writing here is your script. These two numbers are really important, or these two numbers, and these two numbers are also important. And these two numbers only matter for contacts. So don't lose any of them. So I'm just gonna write them down. I recommend just writing them down on your phone or something just to have, because people tend to lose this piece of paper and then they call the office, and then my secretary gets really angry. So just write it down somewhere else so you don't lose this. Yeah, contacts. You can do contacts if you wanted to. My suggestion is probably get glasses first, because, well, you probably want it for daily wear with the contacts, but I would say just try glasses first, see how you like them. Because I usually recommend glasses to everyone before I say contacts. Don't love contacts just because, one, they're a reoccurring cost. They're just kind of expensive over time. Two, people love to sleep in them, and only very few brands can let you sleep overnight in them. And there tends to be scratching of the cornea and all this stuff that I don't love, especially as an optician. I don't like people getting their cornea scratched. I try to avoid that at all possible. Glasses, you rarely ever scratch a cornea with your glasses. Those are the kind of things I'm big on glasses for. But if you really want contacts, I would say get them, try a bunch of different brands to see what works for you. Make sure you have eye drops, because you're gonna maybe experience some dryness. But on the whole, it's ultimately up to you. I'm just kind of giving you the smorgasbord of choices you have, and you just kind of make the one that works best for your lifestyle. But yeah, so you can just take this. You can buy it here if you like, or you can just go online and probably get a pair, probably much cheaper, honestly, than here. So, that's just my recommendation. No, of course. Thank you for coming in. I've told you it wouldn't be long. It was these appointments rarely ever are. But I'm glad you took your eye health seriously, and your eyes are gonna be thanking you. And I really hope it does help with your headaches. Yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Well. Oh, one last thing before you go. You're gonna have to come back in a year to 2 years. 2 years is pushing it, probably like a year and a half. Just to get your eye checked out again. I know, you did the hard part, but you gotta just do this again, because like anything, eyes degrade over time, so you just kind of need a yearly appointment. Yeah. Just so if you have to change or alter your script, just so you can keep getting the most perfect vision. Exactly. Well, yeah, that's it. Now you can officially go. You have a good day. Bye now.